以一个神迹俾我哋睇下。
Now the Lord Jesus' reply is very significant for our message today.
主耶稣嗰个答案咧系好重要，特别咧同今日嗰个信息好有关系。
An evil and adulterous generation looks for evidence.
呢度讲到一个邪恶淫乱嘅世代求看神迹。
Nothing wrong with looking for evidence.
当然咧，如果我哋系本身系想求嗰啲嘅证据嘅时候，本身冇乜错嘅。
But what the Lord Jesus is saying is, do you have the right attitude to evaluate the evidence?
但系主耶稣就问紧，究竟你系想去睇啲证据嘅时候，你有冇一个正确嘅态度
？That's why this is the second part of my question.
呢个就系我问题嘅第二部分。
The first question was, you remember, is he true?
嗱，大家记得嘅话，我第一个问题就话，究竟佢系咪真
？The second question is, am I true?
第二个问题就系、是。究竟我自己是不是真
的？ What's the relationship of these questions?
究竟这两个问题有什么关系？
If I am not true,
如果我不是真的话，
I won't even be able to see the truth when it's put in front of me.
就算真理摆在我面前的时候，我都不会看到。
Falsehood blinds your eyes. Get this in clearly in your mind.
你看到虚假是蒙蔽了你，紧紧地记住这点。
So the Lord Jesus is saying it's not, he's not saying it's wrong for you to ask for evidence.
主耶稣唔系话咧，你系想要揾证据，呢个系错嘅。
But with what attitude are you looking for the evidence?
而系话当你揾啲证据嘅时候，你有咩嘅态度咧？抱住一个。
If you come to the Lord with the wrong attitude, he can put the evidence in front of you, and you would be as blind as a bat. You couldn't see it.
如果你系嚟到主耶稣面前嘅时候，你系冇个正确态度嘅时候咧，你会视而不见。
And then he gives the evidence to his enemies.
嗱，而家呢度咧，主耶稣系将个证据系俾佢嘅敌人。
You ask for a sign, I will give you a sign.
你系求一个神迹咩？我就俾你睇。
I have often said, God is much more willing to accept the challenge of truth than we are willing to accept the challenge of truth.
我成日讲，系神咧系愿意接受真理嗰个挑战咧，嗰程度多过我哋愿意。
He says, here, I'm going to tell you what the sign is. I'm going to give you a sign in front of your eyes to look at.
嗱，你想问求神迹咩？现在我就将神迹话俾你听，摆你面前。
Verse 40.
喺第四十节嗰度讲。
For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
约拿三日三夜喺大鱼嘅肚腹。
The men of Nineveh, and then, son of man, so will the son of man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
人子也要这样，三日三夜在地头里。
You know what this means?
你知唔知呢个咩意思啊？
Jesus is saying, the sign of Jonah. You remember what happened to Jonah? Jonah was swallowed up by the great fish, and 3 days later he emerged again alive.
大家知唔知道呢个约拿神迹系乜嘢啊？约拿当时系被大鱼吞咗三日三夜之后咧，佢走翻出嚟。
Jesus said, "I am going to be in the grave, in the earth, for 3 days and 3 nights, and after that, I will rise again."
主耶稣讲话：我将会喺坟墓喺地里边系三日三夜之后咧，我就会重新走翻出嚟。
In case they didn't understand what he is saying, he repeats it one more time, just a little while later.
系啊，恐惊佢咧，佢哋唔明捉唔到。主耶稣系之后咧再重复咗一次。
He is going to give them a sign that will be easy for them to establish.
系主耶稣会俾一个嘅神迹，俾个兆头俾你哋，好容易能够睇到嘅。
As we shall see, it was very easy for them to establish whether what he is saying is true or not.
你会睇到一阵我同大家讲啊，睇到咧，佢哋好容易知道究竟呢件事情系真嘅假。
So in chapter 16, verse 4, he repeats this thing one more time, and notice to his enemies, not to his disciples.
喺第十六章嗰度咧，主耶稣又再重新讲一次嗱。留意嘅，佢而家又系对个敌人讲嘅。
Verse 1 says, and the Pharisees and Sadducees came. You see the same people again.
你睇到咧，同埋一班人嚟讲，第一节嗰度十六章第一节度讲法利赛人同埋撒都该人。
But this time it includes the Sadducees who don't believe in the resurrection.
嗱，今次咧又加埋一班叫做撒都该人，呢一班人咧就唔信有复活嘅。
To the very people who don't believe in the resurrection, he says, I'm going to give you the sign of the resurrection.
对于呢班系唔信系有复活嘅人咧，主耶稣讲话，我就会俾复活证据俾你睇。
And verse 4, he repeats again the sign of the prophet Jonah, which every Jew understood perfectly well what that means.
第四节主耶稣又重复呢个嘅约拿嗰神迹，约拿呢个神迹咧系每一个犹太人都系耳熟能详嘅。
In 3 days, he says, I will rise again.
喺三日之内，我会翻生。
Supposing he says, I'm going to rise again one of these days, you never know when, but one of these days I will rise again.
我可能或者如果佢讲话系终有一日啦，喺呢终有一日我会翻生嘅，你唔知咧。
How are you going to check?
你点样可以知道啊？
I mean, you would have to wait day and night by the grave, see if he's going to come out. And one day goes, and 2 days goes. And then 1 month, and then 1 year. And you're still looking at the grave. See, is he coming out yet? You open the grave, take a look. He's still there, close. He said, one of these days he will rise. I don't know when, but one of these days he will get up. So 100 years goes by, and the grave is still there, and he's still there. I haven't seen him come out yet. Maybe after 1,000 years. Or by that time, he might have disappeared anyway for natural causes. You get what I'm saying? Jesus told them, you don't have to wait for 5 years. You don't even have to wait for 3 years. Not even 3 months. Not even 3 weeks. 3 days. You watch my tomb. And that is exactly what they did. You know, the Pharisees were not stupid. They remembered what was written in Deuteronomy. They studied the Bible very carefully. You know, if the Lord Jesus had told this only to his disciples, I will rise after 3 days. Don't tell those people. But after 3 days, I will rise again as a secret between you and me. I mean, the world would have no way to check whether this is true or not. In these instances, he retold his enemies. You remember what Moses said? You know what the Lord said to Moses? A prophet is established by the truth of what he says. And so he said to his enemies, remember, you have only 3 days to wait. After I die, in 3 days you will see whether I speak the truth or not. That's a fair test, isn't it? I said there are many ways to know the truth, but here the Lord Jesus gives his enemy a clear evidence of how to establish whether he speaks the truth. Now he also told his disciples again and again that he would rise on the third day. But it's important to notice that he told, before he told his disciples, he first told his enemies that he would rise. It's truly remarkable. And so you know what happened after the Lord Jesus was crucified? Notice, the Lord Jesus didn't commit suicide. If he had committed suicide, taken some special poison that will last for 3 days, and after 3 days is over, he'd get up again. Maybe he has some trick about this. It was his enemies who killed him. He told his disciples, they are going to kill me. And they made very sure that he was dead. Remember, they put a spear right into his heart. Make sure that he is dead. We have no nonsense about this.
Now
look at Matthew, at the end of Matthew, and read this for yourself.
Chapter 27.
This whole account, I leave you to read more carefully for yourself afterwards. His enemies are there again at work. Who are the people who are taking precautions? The chief priests, who are the Sadducees, and the Pharisees.
You
Verse 62.
在第62节,
these are the people
就是这些人啊,
working with the Roman governor Pilate.
就是当时呢, 同是比拉多的同谋。
We see this in verse 63. Let's read there.
我们读第63节。
And these Pharisees and the enemies of Jesus came to the Roman governor and said, Sir, we remember how that imposter, that deceiver, Jesus, notice, they have already decided that he is a liar before they have even seen the evidence.
大家要看到祭司和法利赛人聚集来见，是比拉多说，大人，我们记得那个诱惑的人。大家记住，这里已经讲主耶稣是诱惑的人，诱惑人的，甚至都未看到主耶稣究竟是不是。
They didn't even want to look at the evidence. Now you see why the Lord Jesus said to them, the question is not whether I am true, the question is whether you are true.
你看到呢，佢哋甚至都唔想见到个证据，就正如我正话问就系，佢哋就唔想净系睇到证据系咪真与假。个问题就系佢哋自己本身系咪真。
Before they have even seen the evidence, they say this deceiver, this liar said, I will remember that he said that in 3 days he's going to rise again.
佢哋证据都未睇嘅时候，佢话啊呢个呃人噶，三日之后，佢哋证据都未睇，佢哋就咁样讲啦。
Therefore,
因此,
put a guard around.
于是他就派人是守个坟墓,
seal the tombs and nobody creeps in and out.
是封住个坟墓, 以致不要有人是乘机咁鼠入咗去。
Oh, clever people.
好聪明啊，佢哋。
Maybe some of you think you're also very clever.
可能你哋当中有啲人都以为自己好聪明。
We are the fools, you are the wise.
啊，系啊，你哋系蠢啊，我系精嘅。
Have you looked at the evidence?
你有冇睇过个证据啊？
They sealed the tomb.
嗱，佢哋将个坟墓系封咗佢。
Put the guard around the tomb.
系派啲人嚟守住。
You have to wait only 3 days.
你只系需要等三日嘅啫。
If you understand the words in Deuteronomy,
如果大家了解系《生命记》里边所讲过
，even if Jesus rose on the fourth day, he would be a liar.
甚至咧，如果主耶稣系喺第四日先复活咧，佢都系讲大话。
Not to mention the fifth and sixth day is too late.
都唔使讲话第四、第五、第六日啦，已经太迟。
He was so specific. He said, 3 days, I will rise again.
主耶稣讲嘢系好确实。佢话三日之后我就会复活。
Remember this. If he rose on the fourth day, he would be too late. Even if he did, he was too late.
大家记住，如果佢系四日之后先至复活嘅时候咧，佢已经太迟啦。如果佢真系会做嘅话
，So you see, the guards had to guard the tomb for only 3 days.
你睇下，嗰啲士兵咧，佢主要咧系看守个坟系三日嘅啫。
Was Jesus true?
究竟主耶稣讲嘅系咪真嘅
？Can you find? I challenge you. Can you find a better way to prove that Jesus is true?
我俾一个呢个挑战你，你可唔可以揾到其他嘅方法，更加能够证明主耶稣系真嘅
？You want God to give the evidence? You tell me. Can you find a better way? You tell God. How would you like to have the evidence?
你想要证据咩？你可唔可以俾一个更加嘅方法，系以致神话可以俾你知道？
If the disciples guarded the tomb, there may be something fishy about this.
哦，如果当时门徒去守住嗰个坟墓嘅时候，就可能当中有啲巧妙啦。
It was the Romans and the Jews, the enemies of Jesus, who guarded the tomb.
而当时看守坟墓嗰啲人咧，系嗰啲敌人啊，系嗰啲嘅罗马嘅兵丁啊。
And they only had to wait 3 days.
而佢哋只系需要等三日啫。
Talk about evidence.
如果我哋讲话系证据咧
，You want to hear the truth or you don't?
就问题在乎你想唔想知道嗰个真理。
I find that very impressive.
我发到呢方面咧，系令我系好觉得系好重要嘅。
Now, you know where the disciples preached that Jesus had risen from the dead?
大家知唔知道系啲门徒系去边度系传讲话主耶稣复活啊
？Do you know when they started to preach that?
大家知唔知道几时啊
？Was it about 50 years later when everybody forgot the incident?
系咪话喺50年之后啊？啲人都忘記曬啦。
Or maybe even 10 years, people's memory is very short.
知道大家都好善忘嘅，或者十年之後啦。
It was only a few days later they were proclaiming that Jesus has risen.
又或者喺短短嘅幾日之後咧，佢哋就宣布主耶穌復活啦。
Do you know where they preached this?
大家知唔知佢哋去邊度講啊
？They went to Australia to preach it.
哦，佢哋去咪澳洲啊
？Or maybe they went to Britain to preach it.
或者佢哋去英国啊。
They preached the very place where Jesus had been crucified.
佢哋就喺嗰个当当系主耶稣系被钉嗰个地方。
In a very short time after that, they were saying to the very people who watched Jesus crucified.
佢哋就系对嗰班咧，就系嗰班人曾经系见证到主耶稣系被钉嗰班人去讲。
said to them, Jesus has risen. And the same Roman governor was still in charge right there.
就话咧，对呢班当时个呢、这个嘅比拉多嘅仍然系当时嗰个原督，佢哋对呢班人去传讲。
The same high priests were still there，
系仍然系同埋一班嘅祭司。
That's only 40 days or so later, 50 days later，
系只系40或者50日之后啫。
They were speaking to the same people, the people you crucified. Remember the first message of Peter? You crucified him, you put him to death. He has risen.
佢系对同一班人讲，大家記得是彼得那個信息就講到話，係你哋呢班人，你哋呢班人係釘死主耶穌。
To deal with this situation would have been very, very easy.
當然啦，如果要應付呢個問題，就似乎好簡單，係咪
？Say really? Go to the, let's come to the tomb and let's look whether he's there or not.
好簡單啦，不如我哋一齊去墳墓睇下，究竟佢係咪死咗
？All they have to do is produce the body of Jesus. Here, look at him. He's dead. There he is. You say he's risen. He's alive.
好簡單，佢只要攞出係主耶穌個。
He was talking not about rising as a ghost, you know. He was talking about physical resurrection.
嗱，佢唔喺度讲紧一啲嘅鬼嘅复活喎，而家佢讲紧系一个身体嘅复活。
If he had just said, "I will rise in 3 days as a ghost," it doesn't matter if the body is there or not. He's a ghost. He's around here.
如果只系讲话，我三日之后我灵魂会复活嘅时候，咁个身体嗰个尸体有冇都唔紧要。
Is he true?
究竟佢系咪真嘅
？I produced only one evidence out of a lot of evidence.
我只系喺咁多嘅证据当中系攞点出嚟同大家。
That is not even the most important evidence.
呢个甚至唔系嗰个最重要嘅添噃。
The most important evidence of why I believe in Jesus.
而系我点解信主耶稣嗰个最重要嘅证据咧
？Because I have experienced him and keep on experiencing him all the time.
而系话我已经经历咗佢，而且继续咁样经历佢。
Which I have shared in many messages in the past.
喺我過去好多嘅信息係同大家分享。
But I don't want to put my experience as the evidence for you.
當然我唔想我將我自己嘅經歷咧當為一個證據俾你睇。
Because I experienced, you haven't experienced him, so my experience doesn't necessarily mean anything to you.
當然啦，我經歷咗你冇經歷嘅時候，咁我自己嘅證據對你嚟講冇乜意思。
I've been talking about facts.
我而家同大家講係事實。
But have you got the eyes to see the facts?
你有冇眼去睇呢个事实
？The question depends on whether you are true。
个问题就系在乎咁你系咪真
？The problem is not whether God is true。
个问题唔系话神系咪真
？If you want to know the truth, you have to become true。
如果你要想认识个真理嘅时候，首先你自己必须系真正。
This is what the Bible means by repentance。
呢个就系圣经里边讲个悔改啦。
Repentance is to turn away from falsehood to the truth。
这个悔改就是说脱离那个虚假而是向着是真理去行。
When you turn on the radio, there are lots of messages coming through.
当你是拿着心机的时候你会听到很多的信息。
But you cannot hear a particular station unless you are tuned to it.
当然你不可以收听到某个电台如果你没有扭得正的时候。
You cannot hear the truth unless your heart is tuned to God.
你如果除非你的心已经是校正是神的话否则你听不到的。
And how can a sinner become tuned to God?
究竟是一个的一个罪人怎可以是校正去神那里呢
By turning away from falsehood.
就是说要脱离虚假。
Our falsehood in the moral sphere is sin.
在这个的所谓虚假在道德的范畴来讲就是罪。
If you don't like to hear about sin, you don't want to hear about the truth either.
如果你不喜欢听讲关于罪恶的你同样不喜欢听关于是真理。
But if you want to have the truth, you must tune in to the truth through turning away from sin.
如果你是想真的认识真理的时候你一定要校正去真理用什么方法呢就是需要是脱离那个罪。
That's the first step to becoming true.
这个就是要走向这个真理的第一个步骤。
But it's only the first step.
而这个只是单单是第一个步骤的。
Still a long way to go.
仍然有一条很长的路要走。
That takes me quickly to my last question.
这个就跟大家分就是讲第三个问题。
And I have to skip a lot.Because time is gone.
因为时间不足够的时候，我就系缩短嚟讲。
Even if you have made a start to become true,
甚至如果你而家已经开始系想去追求呢个真理
，through repentance of sin,
系藉着系悔罪
，can you keep on this way, this path?
但系你可唔可以继续保持系行喺条路上面呢
？Many people make a start, but they cannot continue.
好多人就起咗步啦，但系唔能够继续。
That's why I want to speak to those who are being baptized today.
所以因此我就特别系同今日将会系受浸嘅系讲。
Today you are turning to the truth.
今日你而家系转向真理。
Today you are tuning in to the truth.
今日你而家系教正去真理嗰条路行。
But it's only a beginning, and it's a long way to go.
嗱，呢个只系一个起步开始啫，仲仍然系有一条好长嘅路要走。
I told you yesterday.
昨日我已经同大家讲过。
That the truth will be challenged by falsehood in this world every step of the way.
就话喺你每行一条路上面嘅时候咧，真理咧都会被虚假嚟挑战嘅。
Every step you're going to take after this baptism is going to be challenged by the world.
就系话咧，喺你系受咗浸之后咧，系你每行一步咧，你嗰个真理都会被呢个世界去挑战嘅。
The moment you go home, you're going to face the challenge from your family and your relatives.
当你系翻去屋企嗰个。那一刻的时候呢你家已经开始是挑战你。
Maybe you're carried away by some emotion.
可能你因为你自己感情的问题呢 被引诱去。
You go to your job, and in the job, in the place of work, you'll be challenged again.
可能说在你工作的地方你又会被挑战。
Everybody steals something, I mean, you don't call it stealing, it's a part of the way of life.
个个都是偷一些东西的这个根本 是生活的惯常来的。
Everybody tells lies, so it's way of life. It's the way it is.
哦，个个都讲大话噶啦，有咩出奇啫
？And so you want to turn away from falsehood, but falsehood is pushing you back.
所以当你系想系脱离呢个虚假嘅时候咧，呢个虚假系想系扭翻你转头。
That's why yesterday I said it will be a battle unto death.
所以我就睇到，我就同大家讲话，呢一个系一个嘅系生死嘅搏斗。
So I say becoming a Christian is no easy thing.
所以就话成为一个基督徒唔系一件容易嘅事嚟嘅。
As I said yesterday, it takes a degree of commitment. As the Lord Jesus says, he that endures to the end shall be saved.
就呢个必须系一个完全嘅委身，正如主耶稣话咧，系凡忍耐到底嘅先至得噶。
It's going to become harder and harder to stand for the truth.
呢个就会越嚟越困难，特别我哋要为咗真理嘅站立嘅时候，会越嚟越困难嘅。
I ask you again, are you true?
我再问你一个问题，究竟你是不是真诚
？You cannot be true as long as you live in sin。
你如果仍然在最终生活的时候，你不可以是真。
But even if you are true, don't congratulate yourself yet。
如果你以为自己是真的时候，你不要恭喜你自己主啊。
Can you remain true？
个问题就是你可不可以保持这个忠心
？It's going to get harder and harder, my dear ones. I say to you。
亲爱的，我要同大家讲，呢条路会越行越艰难。
That's why we said there will be。I see before the coming of the Lord Jesus, a time of terrible tribulation.
就系点解我同大家讲就话主耶稣嚟嘅时候咧，有一个好惨嘅大灾难。
I was listening to the news the other day.
系先有几日，我听紧新闻。
I listen to the BBC news broadcast every day, British Broadcasting Corporation.
系英国嘅伦敦广播电台。
Excellent radio station.
系一个好好嘅电台。
Very impartial generally in their coverage.
通常佢哋咧係報導咧都好正確、好公平。
And in that report the other day, just in fact, the very same morning of this camp, the 16th of April at 2:00 in the morning, I was listening to the BBC news.
喺我哋呢個營嘅第一日，16號嗰日朝頭早咧，凌晨2:00嗰陣時，我聽緊。
One news item said this.
一個新聞係咁樣嘅。
RSPCC, the Royal Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Children. Wow, it's a long title.
是皇家的防止虐畜会。
Wow, so good. What's that?
对不起，不是虐畜，是虐待啲系细路仔。
But the news item saying that this, the Royal Society for The protection of children was appealing for funds.
系特别呢个咧，系皇家嘅，系防止系啲保护啲儿童嘅，系佢特别喺度筹款。
As a Christian, keep your ear open to the news.
系作为一个基督徒，特别大家要留心嗰啲新闻。
And I wonder if you can understand what's behind the news.
大家唔知大家了唔了解究竟喺呢个新闻背后嗰个背景系点样？
Again, you see, if we are not in tune with the truth, if we are not true, we can listen and we don't hear.
正如我讲话，如果大家唔系真诚嘅时候咧，我哋可以听，但系听唔到。
And I'm fearful that in case some of you are sitting here are listening, but you don't hear.
我实在我心里边有一个惧怕，就话大家而家度听紧，但系听唔到。
You're looking, but you don't see.
你睇，但系睇唔到。
What was this news item?
究竟呢个新闻系讲关于咩咧
？It said that in the United Kingdom.
呢度讲到话喺英国
，every week
系每个礼拜
3 to 4 children died.
係有三或者四個細路仔係死佢。
What's the news?
呢個咩新聞嚟㗎？咁啊
3 to 4 children died by the hands of their parents.
係每個禮拜係有三或者四個細路仔係死喺佢自己父母嘅手上。
These children are killed by their own parents.
呢細路仔係死喺佢自己嘅親生嘅父母嘅手上。
Do you grasp that?
你可唔可以了解？
I mean, the UK is a civilized country.
你睇下英國係一個好文化嘅地方啦。
And we are not talking about 3 or 4 a year.
我哋唔係講話一年只係有三，一年先至有三四個。
The news was talking about 3 to 4 a week.
個新聞嚟講話係每個禮拜有三四個。
And this is not talking about children who got beaten up, got bruised, and so on.
呢個唔係只係話被虐待嘅細路仔嘅添啊。
It's talking about children who are killed by their parents.
又話講到關於呢啲嘅係被佢自己父母殺嘅細路仔。
Can you grasp what is happening?
你可唔可以了解究竟發生咩事啊
？Evil in this world, if you watch the statistics, is getting worse and worse.
當你睇到呢個統計數字嘅時候，你發覺到咧罪惡就越嚟越加增。
There has always been evil in this world. There's nothing new about that.
當然喺呢個世界上面不嬲都有罪惡嘅啦。
The thing we have to watch is a statistical curve that is going up.
而我哋要留意嘅就系话，睇到呢个统计数字越就越嚟越上升。
What is happening here？
究竟发生乜嘢事咧
？We were reading of a case of a child who was kicked to death in Hong Kong by the mother. The mother kicked the child in the stomach, ruptured the internal organs. The child died. The mother killed her own child.
喺香港，你都睇个报纸发知道一件事，有个妈妈就奸生将佢个仔踢死咗，踢到佢入边系内脏都系伤晒。是他自己的妈妈亲自这样去杀了他自己的
儿子。These are not rare cases.
这些不是只是偶然发生的。
We wish it were rare, but unfortunately not.
我们实在希望这只是意外的。
What's happening in this world?
究竟这个世界上面发生什么事啊？
Homosexuality was once regarded with disgust.
以往呢我们对是同性恋呢是很鄙视的。
Today it is legalized in many parts of the world.
今日咧喺世界好多地方都居然合法化添。
If somebody comes to your company and applies for a job and tells you that person that he or she is a homosexual，
如果有個人咧，佢自己咧話自己係同性戀嚟你間公司係申請係做工嘅話
，You know that under today's law in many countries you cannot reject that person because that person is a homosexual。
你知唔知喺好多國家裏邊咧，現在嗰個法律嚟講咧，你唔可以係拒絕係唔請佢嘅噃。
I tell you something even more astonishing。
我同你同大家講係更加啲係令人震驚嘅嘢。
That applies even to many churches.
甚至喺好多教會裏邊。
If a pastor in the United States applies to the church as a pastor of that church and tells the church I'm a homosexual, the church cannot reject that person by law.
你發到喺法律上面咧，如果一個嘅牧師話佢自己係同性戀，而佢想做呢間教堂嘅牧師嘅時候咧，喺法律上面咧，喺呢間教會唔可以拒絕佢。究竟發生咩事啊？
Sin becomes legalized.
你睇到咧，罪惡居然合法化。
I read in Time magazine the other day.
係喺幾日之前，我喺度睇緊《時代周刊》。
That in one of the states, in the United States, it is no longer a legal offense to commit adultery. You cannot bring a charge of adultery against that person in court.
你發覺到咧，喺我當讀到咧，美國其中一個州裏邊講話，現在犯咗奸淫咧，你都唔可以拉佢去審啊，因為已經係唔係罰一個嘅罪嚟噶啦。
We are not so far from Sodom and Gomorrah.
你發到我哋距離係到達嗰個嘅所多瑪、俄摩拉嗰個境況唔遠啊。
As our brother Chan reminded us the other day.
係正如係瑞全弟兄喺前嗰幾日係提醒我哋。
How long is God going to tolerate this?
究竟係主會容忍到幾耐
？Let's talk about more killing.
我哋再講多啲關於係謀殺嘅。
Let's talk about abortion.
或者係墮胎。
Do you have an idea what the statistic of abortion in the world today is like?
你知唔知道現在嗰個嘅係墮胎嗰個嘅統計數字係點樣啊
？You'll boggle your mind.
呢個令你想象都想象唔到。
We are talking not about 5-10,000. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of infants being slaughtered.
我哋唔係講緊只係千百㗎，而我講嘅成千上萬嘅嗰啲細路仔係被殺。
And that is legal.
呢個居然係合法嘅添。
You don't believe that wickedness is rising?
你唔相信係罪惡一路咁樣嘅加增咩
You don't believe that the conflict between good and evil is a battle to the death?
你唔相信係好與壞嗰個嘅爭戰係至到係爭戰到要死嘅咩？
One of these days, when you try to be righteous, you are going to be punished by the law for being righteous. Mark my words.
你記住我講嘅説話，終有一日啊，你因為咧要為咗正義站立嘅時候咧，你就會被逼迫。
Brother Daniel stood up in Hungary for a fellow pastor. He stood for the truth. He was kicked out.
在匈牙利有个弟兄叫做但以利，他因为要为了真理而站立的时候呢，他被政府是赶出教堂。
Now I'll tell you who kicked him out.
我告诉你，究竟什么人是将他驱逐的？
The church kicked him out.
是教会自己本身。
Rottenness has crept into the church.
你发到呢，是腐败已经侵蚀整个教会。
The words of the Lord Jesus, are they true?
主耶稣讲嘅说话系咪真啊
？Matthew 24:12，
系马太福音24:12。
The Lord Jesus said, "Wickedness will multiply, increase more and more."
就讲到话呢个罪恶一路会加增，一路不断嘅加增。
The result is that the love of many who once loved the truth will grow cold. They will give up.
个结果就话嗰啲曾经系有爱嘅，慢慢个爱对真理慢慢系冷淡，佢哋逐渐最后尾放弃。
That was my third question.
呢个就系我第三个问题。
Can I remain true?
究竟我可唔可以系忠心到底
？Beloved brothers and sisters,
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹
，I say especially to those who are being baptized today.
我特别同嗰啲系今日会将会受接受浸礼嘅讲。
In this church, nobody has tried to persuade you to get baptized through any falsehood or any pretense.
就话喺我哋教会咧，我哋冇任何人咧会系游说你，系用虚假游说你，以致你想去受浸。
I have already told you yesterday, and I tell you again, it is the most difficult thing in the world in this generation to be true.
我昨天已经讲过，今天我再重复，就话当今在这个世代里面最难要做的事情，就要是为真理站立。
And to remain true to the end.
而且要忠心一路到底。
I'll tell you very frankly, it will cost you many of us, it will cost many of us and many of you our life.
我坦白同大家讲，将来咧，你甚至要摆上你嘅生命或者我嘅生命。
That's what we read in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, chapter 2:10.
呢个就系我哋喺启示录喺圣经最后一卷书，就系2:10嗰度讲。
Be faithful unto death，
就系话忠心至死。
And you will have the crown of life，
你就有生命嘅冠冕。
But not before you are faithful unto death，
就系话喺你唔系话喺你系忠心到底以先。
To make a good start is good。
当然有个好的开始是好，
not enough.
但是不足够。
And I say to those of you who are being baptized today,
我特别同今天会将去受浸的讲，
it's not too late to withdraw.
现在呢，想翻转头都不是太迟的。
Just tell the leaders of the church, I'm not ready to be baptized. I've listened to the message. I'm not ready to be faithful unto death. I withdraw by all means. Nobody will give you any hard time to withdraw.
很简单，如果你觉得自己而家仲未预备好嘅，你同领导讲，你话我唔得。如果你咁样做嘅时候，冇人会系为难你。
I promise you, nobody will scold you.
我答应你，冇人会闹你。
Nobody will say, "What are you fooling around with us? We think we have nothing to do."
我哋唔会话你喺度讲少话嘥时间。
You're taking up all our time to counsel you, and the last minute you withdraw.、
哦、
nobody will scold you. I promise you.
我应承你，冇人会咁样去问你。就话我用咗咁多时间系同你辅导，而家你先至系放弃。
Because it's not enough to be true, you must be true to the end.
因为咧，净系单单系真实真诚唔足够，必须要真诚到底。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祷告。